Tomorrow, after the summer break, back to Leinster House too, as politics returns to some level of normality after a year and a half of a pandemic. This week, parliamentary parties have been gathering at hotels and other venues across the country, finishing up today. Let's hear first from Sinn Féin's think-in here in Dublin in the Docklands. The Sinn Féin leader has defended her party's decision to put down a motion of no confidence in Minister Simon Coveney. Mary Lou MacDonald has been setting out the party's priorities for the Dáil term ahead. She said the government needs to be sanctioned for how the appointment of Catherine Zappone was handled.
You know, this isn't a minor issue. In fact, it goes to the heart of how we're governed and what our expectations are of people in leadership and people in public office. So my experience is, of course, the bread and butter issues, as they're called, animate people most. You know, if you don't have a roof over your head, that's obviously your priority. But people understand the connection between insider crony politics and the fact that for generations, housing policy has been to the benefit of developers or landlords or big financiers, and people on the ground, the ordinary outsider people have paid the price for that. So this is a serious issue. By the way, we shouldn't have to move this no confidence motion. The Taoiseach should have done his job. Either he should have called a halt to this whole Zappone fiasco at the get-go at the cabinet table when it was clear he had been blindsided, or failing that, certainly in the aftermath when he heard, as we heard, the kind of cock and bull made up stories from his minister, he should have sanctioned the minister. It shouldn't fall to me, but since the Taoiseach hasn't done his job, I will do mine.
That's the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, is at their thinking. Micheál, what's the mood amongst Sinn Féin today?
I think Sinn Féin is looking to the future, both in the short-term future tomorrow afternoon and that no-confidence motion, and clear that they feel they had no choice but to do it, even though I think there is a sense perhaps here that probably wouldn't be admitted publicly. You got a sense of it there from Mary Lou MacDonald. Perhaps it isn't exercising the public imagination in the way that other bigger issues are. Nonetheless, it does offer the party that chance to put the government on the back foot right on the opening day of the Dáil returning. But as well as that, then, a sense that the party is beginning and very clearly making a lot of progress with those kind of issues that matter most to people, whether it's housing, whether it's waiting lists and the cost of living. And that seems to be the main focus of today's thinking and would be the main focus too of the Dáil term ahead.
And in her address to the gathering this morning, she made some big promises.
There are very big promises there, and they're immediate in some senses, in the sense that these are the policies that Sinn Féin are going to pursue in relation to renting. The party believes it has proposals that could reduce renting for people by 1,500 a year, and also to freeze rising rents for 3 years, and that also that measures should be introduced that would effectively deal with hospital waiting lists and seek to reduce them. And you also see things like childcare and this idea that the state has to play a much bigger role across several parts of the economy and society in the aftermath of COVID-19, but particularly the party says in childcare that major investment there could actually reduce the cost of childcare for parents by up to 2/3.
Big promises, Micheál, but did she explain how they would deliver on them?
Yeah, that's the key question, and that's something that other parties are likely to focus in on too. There hasn't been a lot of detail forthcoming on that. I suppose the other issue of the day, the pension issue and guaranteeing people the right to be able to retire at 65 with a state pension. Mary Lou MacDonald talking about a cost for that of $127 million. But on those wider questions of funding, there hasn't been much detail of that. I suppose it is something that's likely to be focused on more in the lead up to the budget, which isn't too far away now. Sinn Féin does, of course, if you look at the political lie of the land as it stands at the moment, and there wouldn't be any immediate prospect of a general election, does have the benefit from opposition of being able to present policies like this, which no doubt will resonate with the public. But just how much scrutiny will be focused on the entire funding model before you get into that general election heat is debatable, I think.
Yes, she was asked this morning and refused to rule out putting either Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael back into government.
Yeah, there's a nuance in the answer there. Sinn Féin talking about the desire to lead a left-wing government and the desire to not to have either Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael returning to power, but not entirely ruling out the possibility of a coalition with them. I suppose that is the reality of politics and has been the reality of politics and coalition government formation. Unlikely things have happened. You can see the preference there, and it's obviously enough will be determined at the next election by the number of seats won. But I suppose as well as that, there is that view too that parties generally will have to have some kind of meeting of minds in relation to policies as they're formed to allow the possible formation of coalitions after the next election. Is there enough in these Sinn Féin documents to allow for that right now? Or is it, as some political opponents would say, all utopian in how it's being presented? I think they are the kind of questions we're going to hear in the period ahead as well.
Micheál, thank you. From the Sinn Féin thinking to the Green Party.